The winter solstice is only days away as we celebrate the return of longer days. We're tracking the sun next on Western Life Radio. This year, give the gift of fun. Come to Sportsman's Warehouse to check off your Christmas shopping list. At Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find the gifts that keep on giving. Products your family and friends can use throughout the year in all their outdoor pursuits. Whether their passion is hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, or anything in between, Sportsman's Warehouse has the perfect gift. Still can't decide? A gift card is always a favorite if it's from Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Utah State Parks has a series of 17 snowmobiling complex maps available. These maps have a description of the trail, difficulty rating, mileage, and GPS coordinates. For your copy, download them from www.snowut.com. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Track the shortest day of the year on the winter solstice. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium checks out the first sunset of winter.
And then, of course, the big thing is we've got the winter solstice on the 21st. That will be the official beginning of astronomical winter. It'll be the shortest day of the year. The Earth is tipped its maximum away from the sun. So if you're down in the southern hemisphere in, you know, the Tropic Capricorn, 23.5 degrees south latitude, the sun will be straight overhead. Anyway, so and one thing, kind of a fun science fact for people to learn, is that even though the shortest day of the year is December 21st, the coldest day of the year, of course, is about 6 weeks later as you get into late January, early February, and that's because it takes an extra several weeks for the northern hemisphere to lose heat. There's this kind of thermal momentum, thermal inertia, where it takes 6 weeks of low sunlight for the Earth to give up its heat, and that's when it's the coldest in January and February, even though the days are going to start getting longer a little bit. Sun sets a little bit later, rises a little bit earlier, starting on the 22nd. So anyway, even though the 21st is the winter solstice and it's the coldest day of the year, there's a six-week lag between the time that the Earth cools off and we experience the dead of winter versus astronomically, where the sun's already climbing higher in the sky. By January and February, you're noticing that the days are getting longer and the mornings are coming earlier and the sunsets later.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.